Welcome back to the Small Talk Podcast. New and revamped logo, which is pretty cool. Today we got two guests. We have Zach.
Yeah, man!
And we have Patrick.
Check!
Calvin wanted to let you guys know that he died, so that's why he's not here today. That's what he told me. That's what he told me.
He died from not podcasting enough.
Ridden. So, how's everyone doing today?
I'm alright.
Hold on, I gotta mute this idiot. Give me a second.
I'm doing better now that Calvin's not here.
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, that's good to know. You guys excited?
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
okay.
Do we want to kick it off with some Q&A?
Well, why don't you ask us how we're doing?
I just did.
Yeah, and then you promptly...
Kind of disrespectful to not ask your guests how they're doing.
Open it up with this big, big whoop and saying it's a new podcast, and then immediately...
I said how everyone's doing today. Did I not?
No, you didn't get the chance to answer.
I thought I did. Okay, well, how's everyone doing?
All right. Patrick, what have you been up to?
Yeah, I can't complain.
Well, awesome. That's good to know. Okay, do you want to start off with some Q&A?
Yeah, so I started doing this aerobics class that's online.
Okay.
Is that the end of that story?
Is that it?
Is it a single gendered class or is it men and women?
Oh, are you talking to me?
I'm trying to get you to expand on your
story.
5-word story.
Wait, what?
What's the deal with your aerobics class?
I'm not in an aerobics class.
All right.
Okay. Let's get to some Q&A.
Where'd you get that from?
Okay.
You said it.
I don't think that was me.
I'm just saying if we play it back, I think we can hear a certain someone say certain something.
You know, Carter, we could all do a lot of different things, but, you know, we're still going to be in the same spot.
Are you in a mood?
Yes. Is there something wrong, Patrick?
Or are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to some Q&A now.
I need to address you by your name every time I want to talk to you. Carter. It's something now.
Okay, so I have quite a bit of questions here. We can do some, and then we can move on, and then we can go back to the rest of them. You guys want. All right. Okay, here we go.
Carter, it's your podcast. You know, you just tell us what you want to do, and we will do that.
Okay, well, we're going to do some Q&A, okay? Is that okay, Patrick?
Yeah, you know, it's whatever you want to do.
Patrick, this question is directly for you. It's what is it like in the day of a Patrick?
What is it like in the day of Patrick?
Okay,
let me throw a question back to you. Is it a day that I have to myself, or is it a day where I just work and do nothing?
You could do both if you want.
Well, it sounds like he just said what he does on the days where he works and does nothing. How about...
Yeah, pretty much it's work, and then I go home, and I shower, and I eat, and then I'm slumped by, like, 8 o'clock. But then I'll wake up after an hour. And then I'll be wide awake, and then I won't get to bed until, like, 11.
Oh, that is very interesting. What about a day where you're by yourself?
So, I'm glad you asked that. On the days that I'm just, you know, hanging out, I'm at home, I like to switch it up, you know. maybe sometimes I'll... Maybe I'll play some PlayStation, or maybe I'll do do an activity outside, or, you know, yeah, that's what I usually do.
I'm glad.
Good glad answer.
Glad to hear.
I made a smoothie today.
Oh, what was it? What was in it?
I put some almond milk in there, and then I added, had some fresh strawberries, so, you know, I made sure to cut off the top. Usually you don't eat the green part on top, the little leaves. Unless you're into that, you know, that's fine, but personally, I don't eat that part, so I cut that part off. I took a banana and chopped it up into three pieces so I could shove it inside of the smoothie container. And then I took some frozen blueberries and kind of just dumped a bunch in there as well. And then I took it, I put the slasher part on the smoothie container, set it on top of the blender, and then I mashed it all together. And it was pretty good. Yeah.
Nice. That is cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah,
for
no problem.
It's like a good vegan smoothie.
Well, there was no kale. There was no grass.
I think that's...
There's no flowers.
I don't think that's how... Every vegan meal is prepared with flowers and grass. It just sounds like outside.
They don't eat meat, so they just eat, like, cardboard and wood. And an assortment of plants.
I have another question, Carter.
Yeah, I'm going to move on now. Would you rather have three eyes or three fingers?
Well, who is this directed towards?
This is everyone now. That was
okay.
The only...
Well, my answer here is that I'm fairly certain that Master Yoda has three fingers, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I would much rather go the path of Master Yoda having three fingers than have three eyes.
Yeah, I think three fingers would be the way to go. What about you, Zach?
I'd rather have three eyes.
Why, so you can have an extra eye to be poked?
How many times are your regular two eyes getting poked?
A lot more than I'd like to discuss.
You can see so much more things. So many more things.
Where would the locations of the eyes be? That's what I'm wondering. Because, sure, if you had the option to have, like, your two eyes in the front and then one in the back of your head, now I could see that being very useful. But, like, let's say it's just in the middle of your forehead, then it's like, you know, there's not much difference. So where would you have your eyes be?
Do I get to pick? That wasn't specified in the question.
Well, your two eyes would be in the same spot, and your third eye would be somewhere else. So where would your third eye be? Oh.
You'd want it on your butt?
Oh, I'm just asking, is that an option?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it there. I'd probably want it on the top of my head.
Really?
I could see...
Above?
If there were to be an aerial attack, I could see it coming.
Mm.
At three fingers, I could grasp anything.
Master Yoda would have to disagree with you, because he can grasp a lot of stuff.
Oh, it appears we have a someone else joining here.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We'll just keep going and he'll join whenever they figure out how to get in. Okay, would you rather have Taco Bell?
Hey, what's up? Oh my goodness.
What's this?
We have a guest, Pranav. Would you like to
say
something?
Oh my goodness gracious.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be on.
Oh. What are you up to, Pranav?
Nothing much, really. You know, just chilling, doing nothing. How about you guys?
Hotting it up.
Yeah,
hotting it up.
Just doing the pod.
Hanging out. We've heard from you a couple times now. It's be, what, the third time?
Yeah, and I do want to address something first. I want to apologize to Patrick
for not
subscribing soon. I mean,
hear him out.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could. I wish I was a fan from the start, but I was late to the train. Sorry.
What were you doing?
You know, I had heard that Calvin was on it, and so then I knew I couldn't be a fan of it. But knowing that Patrick was on it too really pushed it over the top, led me to subscribe.
That makes sense to me.
Well, good to know Patrick's got some good fans out there.
Oh yeah.
We're just in the middle of some Q&A for now, so you'll be able to join in on the.
Hey, you want to answer a question or two while we got you on the line?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, here's our next question. Which is better, Taco Bell or Pizza Hut?
See, it really depends on what you're looking for. I mean, if you're looking for morning diarrhea, then I think you go with Taco Bell, clearly.
Yeah.
Zach knows a lot about morning diarrhea.
Well, I mean, you don't have to put me on the spot, but I'd say I more or less have a history. Which is why I choose to avoid Taco Bell. Don't have iron stomachs. I know Calvin would see that if he were here, but he's not because he died. Presumably from Taco Bell. I think I'd go with Pizza Hut.
Is this what everyone thinks Pizza Hut's better?
I'd like to hear from Patrick.
I strongly disagree. I'd also like to point out, Pranav, that I saw you at Taco Bell one time. Oh, I witnessed you order their food.
I am a big fan.
Very good.
What did he order? Remember?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's your go-to order.
I know what I ordered.
What was it?
Okay. Patrick has an issue where if you don't know who the question is towards, he just doesn't answer.
Okay.
You have to specify his name.
Patrick, what did you order? What is your go-to order, Patrick?
When?
Patrick, when you go to Taco Bell, what do you order?
Like, normally, or when I was there and Pranav was also in my presence?
Either way.
Is this hard? Is this too hard of a question, Patrick? Do we want to go back to you?
Give me a second. No, So usually, if there's a $5 box with a chalupa in there, I get it. Okay, if the chalupa's in the box, I get it 100% of the time. Otherwise, if it's not in the box, I'll probably get like 3 tacos, just normal tacos, you know, not the supreme, just, you know, lettuce, cheese, and meat, and I'll get a chalupa and probably a Frito burrito.
Nice. Quite a meal you got there.
Yeah. The $1 beefy Fritos burrito is underrated. 100%.
It is. I honestly think you could spend $5 at Taco Bell and get all Frito burritos and you'd be satisfied.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You can just, you shove one in your mouth and you're like, wow, that was so good. I could go for another, and they just keep coming.
Good to know you're such a good Taco Bell fan. Maybe you'll get sponsored.
I thought you knew that I was a big Taco Bell fan, Carter.
I guess now I know more. There you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you'll grab Taco Bell's attention and get him on sometime.
That would be pretty sweet, huh?
It would be. Okay.
Do you have another question?
Yeah, I have plenty. Would you rather watch 10 hours of the 2016 Ghostbusters or 10 hours of Justice League?
Start, Pranav?
I would go with 10 hours of Justice League, just for Ben Affleck. Batflick. Yeah.
And anyone else have an opinion?
Well, like I said off air, I don't think Ghostbusters 20 is as bad as people seem to think. At the same time, it's not the best movie. So I think I would also say Justice League.
I would have to say Ghostbusters.
Is there an option to watch both for 10 hours?
Well, you know, you'd have to watch... If you chose both, you have to watch 20 hours overall.
But I couldn't watch them both at the same time for 10 hours? Like, have two TVs set up?
No, it doesn't work like that, Patrick.
Okay, then I'd pick the 20 hours a day.
My three eyes have to stay on the TV at all times? Like, do I have to place my attention on the TV to watch it, or can I, like...
Are you allowed to play on your phone or something, or like do you have to be focused on the movie?
Can I play Candy Crush?
Can I play Fruit Ninja?
I think you guys are getting too into this, but I would say you'd have to watch it.
I would, counterpoint, I would argue I'm not getting into it enough. What if I had the movie on mute?
You'd have
What if the TV
was
also
turned off? That the stipulation.
No,
it seems like you haven't thought this question out.
I think it's fine.
You're full
I'm
on
go
watching
ahead and
the
speak
movie
for Carter and say Patrick, that it would be fine.
No, you're full on watching the movie with your
undivided
attention for 10 hours.
Yeah, what's your answer, Carter?
I said Ghostbusters. I would watch Ghostbusters.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why would you watch Ghostbusters?
Yeah, what are you doing with your life?
I'm just not too fond of Justice League that much.
I thought it was awesome.
I thought you loved Justice League.
No, I genuinely did not like it at all. Really.
I thought it was really good.
I would not watch it more than
good.
Once.
It's funny because... You have several posters in your room promoting the Justice League.
I guess you could say a whole wall is just a Justice League poster. But
it's weird,
that's besides
Flash
the point.
Is your favorite character.
Not the Justice League Flash, that is.
No, the Justice League Flash.
Oh, look at this high and mighty. Only watches the TV show. Pretentious CW.
TV show is not bad.
Hey, question.
Patrick,
I can't.
It's not good either.
What happened?
Said it's not bad, but it's not good either.
I think it's really, really something. Question: in the movie Justice League, does the Flash also choke slam someone? Or is that just in real life?
But you're the fan, you should probably feel that one.
I don't know. I'd assume not.
You've seen the movie, what do you mean you
assume? They probably cut that part out.
I heard there's a deleted scene where he just...
Chokes
super quick.
Away.
He goes super quick, so he choke slams like 10 consecutively.
And
he laughs.
And he does a Joker laugh.
It's probably very exclusive.
I'm also in the Harry Potter movie. What do you
think? Oh, yeah, do you want to talk about Harry Potter? Because Zach recently watched almost all of them.
I don't really want to talk about it. Do you have another question?
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it either.
Yeah, I don't.
All right.
I know this
isn't... Excuse me.
Sorry.
This
you
know, isn't...
I know this is an auditory medium, but if you can see me right now, I'm crossing my two arms in front of my chest like, I don't want to talk about it.
It's good to know.
I can imagine it.
Okay, this isn't more of a question. This is kind of like a command, you could say. Okay, so tell me...
I'm not sure what that means, but...
Tell me a funny story. Your life
I don't have to tell you anything.
Yeah, not question at all.
Okay, well then we can skip that, I guess.
Please.
Do you want to
laugh at our pain? Is that what you want?
I guess.
Therapy. A podcast.
Would you rather have to yell at the end of every hour to announce the time, or have to do jumping jacks at the end of every hour, but you do the amount of jumping jacks that the hour is? So if it's like 2 o'clock...
I wouldn't mind yelling it.
I think that's pretty... It's a no-brainer.
I don't know. I think the jumping jacks, I think that's the move. I think you'd only choose the yelling if you were, like, fat and out of shape. Like,
oh, like Calvin. Oh, come on. You come in here and you saddle up to the fat jokes against Zach. All right.
I just have to.
No, it's fine. Let's go to the next question.
I'm sorry, Zach. I didn't know you were heavily offended by the fat jokes.
You know what? We've talked about this before, and
I thought you were a big fan of them.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Enough of that, all right? I don't need to take
this. I'd probably say the jumping jack one.
All right, who cares? Go to the next question.
We're about halfway through our questions.
Snickers.
Oh, it looks like...
You're not you when you're hungry.
the caller line is hot with callers. Do you keep asking questions, or you want to make some calls?
We can go to those calls.
Well, Pranav, do you want to stick around and let's field some calls, seeing as though Calvin is dead?
Yeah, I'd love
He's
to.
Sleeping with the fishes.
Before I get to the calls, do you mind if I do a little ad read?
I guess.
Do I have everyone's permission? Do I have everyone's permission?
Yes.
Patrick says yes, because...
All right. Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah,
I said your name, and you know that. All right, this is the ad read. I'm reading the ad read. All right, always on the go? Looking to save time without giving up the high-fiber diet? Penn UltraFit Flex Adult Diapers might just be the solution. Equipped with special refastenable tape, you can get a comfortable fit along with the ability to check for any accidents you may have left behind. Undies are extra thick and absorbent, coupled with a gentle elastic waistband to create a snug fit. IBS doesn't stand a chance against our patented stink. Doesn't stand a chance against our patented stink-proof inner lining, keeping you moving and grooving throughout the day. Our sleek, sexy design will make you the talk of the diaper town. For those times where your tummy don't feel too good, go dependable. Choose Depend. All right, thank you to
so like Penn. Hypothetically, I can just keep pooping myself and then checking to make sure it's all there, since it has like the refastenable straps.
I think the idea is that you check to make sure you didn't.
Not meant for you to just. Well, it said it was like what did it say? It was extremely absorbent and strong or something like.
Does it like dissolve?
I would be able to take multiple dumps.
I think the goal is to limit the amount of dumps you take, but if you were to have an accident, they're able to handle the situation.
What if it's a big situation?
Yeah, it sounds like it's equipped. I can't speak personally to the product, but it's worth checking out.
What is this brand? Depend? You said it was Depend?
Yeah, and specifically it's the Depend Ultra Fit Flex Adult Diaper.
Well, thank you to Depend for that sponsor.
With patented stink-proof lining. They wanted to get that.
Yes.
Is there a way to take out the stink-proof lining so I could let people know what I did?
No, that's not how it works. Get a different brand diaper.
I'll just use my underwear. I don't really care.
Diaper. All right, have a bunch of calls lined up.
I just want to save it up so that I could eat it later, you know? So I could have a little snack.
Okay, let's call.
And I don't have
calls.
To eat anything else. I can just live off of my own production.
All right. Can I put him?
Yeah, that's fine.
About the one kid from your gym class in high school. Pretty sure his name was Dale. Really funny guy.
I couldn't really
hear. Yeah, we can't.
It was like breaking up.
Yeah,
couldn't hear any of it.
Yeah, not really.
I heard Yale from gym class, and that was it.
Let me try this again. Hold on.
And if I heard that correctly, I want.
Hey, Patrick, really loving the podcast. The name is Joaquin, and I'm calling you from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I just wanted to ask you if you have any stories about that one kid from your gym class in high school. His name was Yale. Really funny guy. If you can enlighten us with some of the interactions with him. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Come in clear.
I totally forgot about Yale.
Come in, all right, Carter.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good.
Oh my God, Yale hated us so much.
Going to Phil Pranavin, also answering the question, because I don't think or two doesn't know about Yale.
No,
I think
he's not.
I do not either. My memory isn't the greatest on Yale because that was like 3 years ago, maybe. No, it's going on 4 years, right? Because that was our junior year we had gym with him.
Yeah, if so.
So if I remember correctly, there's a guy named Yale in our gym class. And when I say R, I mean me, Zach, and Joaquin. And Yale, I'm pretty sure he sat by us, right? Like when we would do attendance, Yale was like in our area or something.
Yeah.
And whenever me and Zach and Joaquin would do something stupid, he would just like cross his arms and shake his head in disbelief and like disappointment, like whatever it was that we were doing. I can't. Was it Joaquin who kept like running and jumping over him or something?
Yeah,
he was getting real mad.
You would always be like, "Yale," and he'd look over and he'd shake his head. Whenever you address him.
Yale, what's up, man? And he would just like shake his head. Is that what
he didn't talk very much. He didn't like us. Even from the jump, he didn't like us.
Yeah. I think we got him to laugh a couple times.
Yeah.
When we were in the workout room and we were doing dumb stuff in there.
That's probably what it was. We'd do dumb stuff and try to get his attention. He was not having it.
I honestly can't remember any specific, like, stuff we did with him, though.
No, I just generally
I wish I remember, because I know we got a bunch of good laughs just from, like, hanging out with Yale and Jim.
Thank you, Joaquin, for the call. Do you have anything else you'd like to add, or you want me to...
I'd like to add, Joaquin, it's been a long time. I miss you. That gym class was pretty fun. I hope you're doing well.
Have you anything to say to Joaquin?
To Joaquin? No, not really.
That's fair enough. Alright. Patrick, you want to put
on? Wait, what did you say?
Do you want to put the next person on?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's put him through.
I can't hear it. Yeah, he's cutting out a little bit.
Let me try again.
That's awesome. Say hi to Patrick. Question is, why does Calvin smell so bad?
You hear that?
Was that Austin?
That's
Albright?
All.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
all
Austin.
Has to say.
Well, the answer to your question is, why do you smell so bad?
Oh, it's hard for him to defend himself, given that...
Yeah, you can't really.
I think that one was meant for Calvin to answer, but he's not here, I guess.
He's dead, so...
Yeah, I don't know, Austin. I don't know why he or you smell so bad. Maybe...
Maybe you guys should get together and maybe go to a little group
shower.
And talk about it.
I thought you were going to take a shower.
I mean, hey, you know, that could work, too.
Just look into some deodorant. Clearly something stinky's going on between the both
maybe,
of you.
So if you do get the deodorant, maybe apply it more than once a week. Could help. I don't know.
I think you would need to get like the stink-proof lining from our advertiser.
There you go. Maybe Austin, maybe you and Calvin's issue is
you need to be wearing diapers.
All right. Well, I think that's all we have to say to Austin, right?
Yeah. Hope you're doing good, Austin. You know. I hope you feel better.
All right.
Looks like we got another one.
Yeah, we have plenty of calls. All right, don't even worry about it.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'd like to thank Patrick for having me on the podcast. My name is Reed Branham, and I got a pretty simple question. If you guys got $1 million, you had to spend it within the next 24 hours, or you lose it, what would you guys buy? I think my first thing what I'd have to buy is a McLaren 720S. After that, I don't even know where to go from there, but what'd you guys buy?
How much money are we getting?
Million.
Million dollars?
Thanks for calling, Reed. Good to hear from you. I think we texted like a month ago maybe and caught up a little bit, and that was cool. Yeah, I know for me personally, so hear me out on this one. I think I would buy $1 million worth of drugs and then resell it for more to increase my profit.
You could buy anything. Why would you buy anything and resell it? I don't understand why drugs was there.
Because.
All right, Pranav, you have a...
For me, this is a pretty easy answer, actually. I would buy 1 million beefy Fritos burritos. So
that is a good answer.
I always have a stock I can rely on, and if I don't want to eat a beefy Fritos burrito, similar to the drugs, I can sell it for a profit.
It's very true.
If they went cold...
Go bad.
They go cold and or bad. Why would
they go bad? They always stay warm.
Yeah. And we have microwave, Zach, to heat it up.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta
catch up with the times, dude.
Taco Bell has a secret formula that lets their food sit for ages, and it'll be the exact same as if it was freshly baked.
Okay. Well... Thanks for asking. I think I would buy Brian Baldwin's house. Then I would use the remaining funds to throw...
The remaining $950,000.
Big, 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 big party. And invite everyone except Brian.
At his house? Or I guess your house now?
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
Get the stick and watch.
I'm gonna stick with the car theme. I would buy a DeLorean, okay, and then I'd invest everything else into a Taco Bell franchise.
Oh wow! You'd buy a Deluxo.
Here's a follow-up question: why don't you buy a practical car that you can actually drive?
I would use that $1 million to buy all Grand Theft Auto Online cash.
All right, well, Reed, thank you for the question. Good to hear from you. Do you want me to put another call through?
Yeah, if we got more.
Yeah.
Like I said before, we have plenty of calls, okay.
Yeah, we can keep going.
Work it up. All right, thanks for having me on the show. I'd like to thank...
You're really,
Yep.
You're cutting out there a little bit as well.
I know then.
Like 70 years since I've been like on listening to the show and stuff. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm currently in the bathroom right now, just shower, just, you know, there's a bunch of people, whatever, you know, just hiking and stuff, you know, just thinking about it. But anyways, I'd like to ask you guys maybe just a few questions. Actually, I'm just going to ask you one question, but what do you guys think about the difference? Or, like, what do you guys think are the comparisons between, Yes. I think that's a good question, right?
That was it.
That was Steve, right?
Yeah, it was Steve with Arturo in the background. I don't know if you could hear.
What was the question?
Thanks for calling, Steve. Next time, shut up, Arturo, when Steve's trying to talk.
Steve didn't ask anything audibly and like to take the time to just
Arturo. Didn't Arturo say something?
I love you so much, Steve.
Yeah, well, Arturo said something, but it was dumb and incoherent, and
Arturo just should not speak value. When Steve is speaking.
You could take it a step further and say he doesn't have to speak ever.
You don't have to speak ever, Arturo.
Yeah, I'd be fine if he just was quiet for whatever it was around him.
Hey, Zach.
Yeah.
Please tell me that Diego's not a caller.
He's not.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah. No, yeah. I bet the calls are. I know, you know, who should be on, who should not be on.
Very good.
Turo snuck in there. If I, you know, it hurt him a little better, I would have. He would have been out.
Did he send that, like, in the past 24 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're camping right now?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think I have some more calls here. Let me put this one on.
Hi, my question is for Kelvin. What?
You got to put it closer again.
Oh my goodness gracious.
My question is for Kelvin. What is it like being the least favorite child in your family, and how has it affected your confidence and posture over the years?
Do you hear that?
What was the second part? Something country.
Can't hear anything.
Well, Calvin's not here, so we can't really answer that.
Who was that?
Bill.
Ted. Who?
Phil.
Oh. Phil?
Oh. W-I-L-L.
Oh, Will.
Liam. He asked Calvin what it was like being the least favorite child, and then he said, how does that affect your posture?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Calvin has, like, this thing in his chest that sticks out. And, yeah, that's it.
Alright, that's all I could say for Calvin. Dude, he's not here. So, yeah, thanks for calling in. Does anyone else have anything to say?
Where is Calvin?
He's dead.
He's grocery shopping.
Alright, let me see if I can put another one on, see if it'll cooperate.
Why don't you go have Carter put it on? Because I can hear Carter fine, but, like, Zach, you keep breaking up here and there.
I break up when I talk normally?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going a little robot mode.
Well, I keep moving
a little sicko mode.
Back and forth. That sounds bad.
Yeah, I know. It's just the Wi-Fi.
You guys have the same connection. Like, yeah. Why is Zach suffering and you're not?
I don't know. Normally, my room has worse Wi-Fi.
Let me see if I can do something.
Do you have all your apps closed?
Are you on data?
I'm on my computer for the Discord. The way I can play the calls.
Sure.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Still cutting out though right now?
No, you're fine. You can try it again. Well, the next one. Put on the next one.
But I don't want to mess it up. Try it.
Hey, Regan from Alabama here. Thanks for taking the call, Patrick. I'm a listener. Can't believe I transformed this podcast. I'm very proud of you. I've been here since the beginning. But, listening to the Shrek podcast a few months ago. Calvin, shut up. Don't interrupt. Shut up. Anyway, I was listening to the Shrek podcast a few months ago, I think back in March, and I had a question on that, and I was wondering, Zach and Patrick, this is kind of for you. I just wanted to know what it's like having such a bad friend like Calvin. And, affected you two, and maybe like hear Calvin's side on feels about being such a terrible human and a bad friend.
Man, these questions are really for Calvin.
Yeah, you can tell that they were intended for Calvin, which it's a little frustrating. But
thanks for calling, Regan. I appreciate the support, and I hope you enjoyed the Shrek podcast. But yeah, getting back to your question about how Calvin's bad friendship has affected my life. Me personally, I don't sleep at night anymore. I can't, knowing that he's out there and I don't know where he is. He could come at any time and obliterate me because he's so large. And so I've really been suffering from it. I think I need, Calvin gone.
Well, I mean, you got it. He is gone. The question is appropriate. Thanks for calling in, Regan. It's timely because it's affecting us by him not being here. But you know what? I think it's for the better because we now have Pranav, who I think has already shown himself to be a better podcast guest than Calvin.
I do want to float one conspiracy theory here. And I agree with what Patrick said, that I cannot sleep at night knowing Calvin is out there.
My
question is, are we sure Calvin isn't, like, the Zodiac Killer? Because we never found out who that guy is. Calvin could be the Zodiac Killer.
I don't know. We'll never know.
I'm scared.
I would too. I wouldn't rule him out as a suspect.
Yeah, it's just scary to think.
That's why he's gaining all that weight to throw off the authorities.
Oh, sorry, I thought I saw Calvin. I got really scared.
Alright, well, do you want me to put somebody else on here?
Yeah, more callers, man.
I have so many callers, dude.
How many callers?
Don't worry about it. I'll put the next one through.
Put it on.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller, Ryan here from Edwardsville, Illinois. Podcast. I think that's more of a butt for booze yet. Thank you, Patrick, for having me on. Big-time fan. Well, hope to hear your response. Thanks.
Could you hear that one?
What was his...
Did he say butter boobs?
Yeah, well, Ryan, I'd first like to preface this by asking that next time when you call in, can you speak up and not pretend like you're in the attic of a very compact house?
Of Calvin's doghouse?
Yeah.
I'd actually like to start off by saying, Ryan, you know, once you grow up, you'll learn to respect women as we do on this podcast. So I'm not going to answer that question.
You think he'd understand in this day and age that it's about personality and it's about how that person makes you feel? and not so much about the physical attributes. It's kind of depressing to hear that question come in, but you know, hopefully you learn something from this.
You know,
and hopefully you learn to speak up a little bit.
I'm really not surprised that he asked that, considering one time he just kind of walked into my house without being asked to come in. Calvin was with him, of course, but, you know, I said that Calvin could come in, and Ryan just decided to follow him in as well, and I didn't appreciate that.
That leads me to believe Ryan may be the victim of a poor role model. The form of Calvin.
Yeah, that could be it. I could see that.
Where these values may come from, I think Calvin's just as shallow and as Ryan. I don't know. I'm having a hard time answering this.
I don't understand where all Calvin's hatred comes from.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit initially.
I don't get it, because Calvin's mom is so kind.
She's wonderful.
And loving and warm. And Calvin is just this monster, right?
Yep.
I don't know where it comes from. I really don't.
Do you have anything to add? Seeing as though you've basically a better version of Calvin.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you guys said. It's kind of disparaging to hear those kind of questions coming from the listeners, but I think you guys are doing a great job setting an example for people with questionable morals like Ryan.
Yeah.
Had enough of that. Let me move on to the caller. Makes me a little
All right. I just punched a hole in the drywall.
Let me pull the next caller up.
My name is Daryl. I'm actually the gay lover of your friend Jacob Lee, and I was wondering. I had a question for Calvin Watts. I would like you to relate a time when you pooped your pants in school. Why you would think that's okay, and why you would do such a thing.
Wanna replay it?
Wait, who was that?
Just listen again, listen again. Could you hear it okay the first
time? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Daryl. I'm actually the gay lover of your friend Jacob Lee. And I was wondering, I had a question for Calvin Watts. I would like for you to relate a time when you pooped your pants at school, and I'd just like to know, you know, why you would think that's okay, and why you would do such a thing.
Is it clear who it is now?
I think we can speak for Calvin to say that.
I still can't tell who that is.
Oh! I could text it to you, so I don't explicitly blow the... Thanks, Daryl, for calling in.
I think we can speak for Calvin and say that there's far too many times that he's done that. I don't think he's ever learned his lesson.
Maybe he needs a little help from our Depend sponsor.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of all circles back to Austin complaining about the smell.
The stench.
Clearly, on several accounts, Calvin has either defecated himself or generally just demonstrated poor hygiene.
I know what happened.
Yeah.
Peyton Stench cursed me.
Cursed him like he just smells bad all the time, or he just constantly poops his pants.
Both.
For what?
Stinky poopy.
Oh no.
I don't think we can discount it, and I think it's a testament to Calvin not being here. That must be the case.
It has to be.
Can only assume it was he refused to star in one of her stinky music videos. Therefore, he paid the stinky price.
I don't know why he wouldn't want to beat it, though, because it probably smells so bad that it's good.
Pranav, you want to add anything?
No, I mean, just there are numerous stories where in our lunch period, Calvin would, like, eat his lunch, and then, like, before the period would end, he'd already pooped his pants, and it was just really, just made the whole lunch experience.
How many times did this happen?
Oh, too many to count, I mean.
Oh, my God.
It's like every day. I mean, Zach can speak to it, too.
Good for him.
Yeah, it seems like it just shot right through his intestinal system and ended up on the floor.
Yeah.
So pretty much after lunch every day, there's just mud everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have more callers?
Did he eat it or no?
We're not done talking about this. No, you just go, no, look what I just did. Everybody look at me. I'm the poop
king.
Did he
pick it up in his hands and toss it around for everyone to enjoy?
Just danced. He kept stomping in it. And he used to get all dirty. Yeah. Everyone's like, Calvin,
and then he lit
down,
it on fire.
Yeah. Made a whole show of it. Then he sat back down. Nothing happened.
That's actually pretty cool.
Louis, shut up!
Sorry about that.
All right, well, is that all we have for Daryl Jacob Lee's self-proclaimed lover?
I didn't know Jacob Lee had a lover. That's awesome. Good for him.
Both of them.
Good for both of them. Daryl right. And Jacob Lee.
Oh, unfortunately, I think this is my last caller. It is a doozy, so you'll have to listen in, all right?
Hey, guys. Big fan of your podcast. My name is Eric. How are you guys today? That's good. Let's just have some questions to ask you guys. My first question is, what's the most embarrassing thing you've done going on a date with a girl? My embarrassing thing probably will be getting my car towed in the city in Chicago. Yeah, it wasn't fun. My second question is, are Florida girls better than Chicago girls? Which I assume so, but I don't know. My third question is, what song would it be that describes your life, you know? And yeah, that's my three only questions I have. So yeah.
Wow.
You want me to play it again? Did you hear it okay, or you want me to play it again?
What was that last part? The last question? That's where it cut out. We heard everything else.
Alright, well, give me 1 second.
Hey guys, big fan of your podcast. My name is Eric. How are you guys today? That's good. Let's just have some questions to ask you guys. My first question is, what's the most embarrassing thing you've done going on a date with a girl? My embarrassing thing will probably be getting my car towed in the city in Chicago. Yeah, it wasn't fun. Second question is, are Florida girls better than Chicago girls? Which I assume so, but I don't know. And my third question is, if your life was a theme song, what song would it be? Describe, you know? And yeah, that's my three only questions I have. So yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like to be the first to say, Eric, we've heard from you a couple times now, but it's really great to have you ask us some questions. I always love hearing from you. Patrick, I'm sure you want to take the lead on this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Eric, it's been so long. We're overdue to get together and do something. It's good to hear from you. It's been, like I said, a long time. To answer your question, yeah, the worst thing that happened to me when I was on a date with a girl is, well, or you could look at it two ways. It could either A, be the worst thing, or B, be the best thing. We were at Olive Garden having a nice meal, and I had some chicken Alfredo, which I usually don't have, and there's a pretty solid amount of cheese on it, and my stomach, it does not like cheese. So as soon as I finished eating it, I got this horrid stomach ache, and I had explosive diarrhea all over my seat. I couldn't get up to go to the bathroom because I was in so much pain. It just all came out. But the cool part was that the girl, she actually felt really bad, so she pooped herself too so that I wouldn't feel bad. And then there was a huge mess at Olive Garden. And we didn't clean it up. We just kind of got up and left. And we didn't pay either. So,
a poop and run.
It was a poop and run. So the staff had to clean that up, and they didn't get the money for the food.
Old deuce and dash.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, Zach, I bet you could probably answer the second question about Florida girls or Illinois girls. Or Chicago, I guess, is what he said.
Well, Eric, if you don't mind, I'll answer the first one as well. Give a couple answers here. Sorry to hear about your car getting towed.
How many parking tickets do you have?
We've had some parking ticket issues on our end. I would say most embarrassing time. Well, there was one time where a girl asked, you know, we had been dating for maybe like a month or so, and he texted me one day, and she's like, hey, do you want to be in this music video I'm making? And I was initially getting aback. I didn't know how to react. And she said, well, it'll be all right. I've done a couple of these with my ex-boyfriend, but I think you'd be in them now. You know, I liked her. Liked her a lot, so I was willing to ride it out. So I came to set knowing, you know, what the plan was. She gave me this costume, and she's like, all right, I'm going to lip sing to the song Come on Eileen, do a little dance, and you're just going to follow my lead in terms of direction. So it was about an 8-hour shoot. She wouldn't serve me food or water. She just kept saying, dance, monkey boy, dance. Song Come on Eileen just pumped through the speakers. And eventually I
were you
said,
scared?
I was scared out of my mind. God. I love the song, and I loved her work, her YouTube videos. I was like, I needed something to drink. At the very least, I'm getting dehydrated, and she's like, all right, well, no, we're going to my garage. I'm sure there's something in there. So she pushed me, and I fell, and I hurt my elbow. It's not really relevant to the story, but I just want it out there. And so then I went to the garage, and there was no beverage in sight. Only thing there was expired milk, and I wasn't gonna drink that. So I kept just walking around until I found a small tank of gasoline. I said to myself, you know what? Bottoms up, and I drank the whole thing. The whole enchilada. I drank that diesel, and I just slurped it down. And
I bet you felt great after that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? At first, I burped, and I smelled that diesel. I felt like a...
What, you said it was gasoline?
The diesel fuel. And so I called my mother and I asked her to pick me up. And that was the date.
Wow. That sounds awesome. I mean, terrible. I'm so sorry.
And then the second question, what was the question again?
Well, he asked if Florida girls or Chicago girls were better, but this kind of, you know, goes back to Ryan's question where, you know, we got to respect women.
I don't know that you can judge a whole general relation of a gender between two states. I don't think that's fair. Just, I don't know that I can draw those. I will say that girls down here do like drinking diesel a lot more.
They like diesel more?
Yeah.
That's always, you know, that's a plus.
Yeah.
Hey, Zach, on a scale of 1 to 10, how did the diesel taste?
The 100?
Okay, that's what I thought.
I felt more energized than I ever had.
How many gallons did you drink?
Couple tanks.
Couple tanks?
I drank one. I looked over and I said, well, I'm like a Toyota Highlander out here, so I might as well drink full tank capacity of a Toyota Highlander.
Wow.
Drink like, oof, many gallons worth of diesel? Filled up. Turn to go. Hello?
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 Check. What was the last question? Oh, the theme song.
The theme song.
Rob, do you want to take that one?
I'd say theme song that's always on my mind is Murder on My Mind. It's like a theme song from my life. You know,
I don't think you can pick any song. It's going to be from a TV show.
Oh, it has to be from
fine.
I thought the question was a song that's your theme song of your life.
That's fine.
Yeah, well, Murder on My Mind, because it is always on my mind. I'm always thinking, what if Calvin comes and attacks me?
Yeah,
I have to be ready to murder him, you know,
that's
unfortunately.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's tough. What about you guys?
Zach, you want to take it?
Yeah, Eric, can I play the song from here?
If you want.
I have to tell you what it is, or can I do it?
Oh, yeah, I have to do it. What would you say it is?
Let me send it to you.
Oh, it's... Okay. Mine would probably be the Hawaii 5-0 theme. That's what mine would be.
I just sent it. I sent the second one.
There's water in my belly button right now. I know how they got there.
Wet or water?
Water. Yeah, I don't know, man.
This is what Pat Zach's would be. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah, I don't understand what he's saying, though.
Yeah, do you guys agree?
We don't have to agree. It's Zach's opinion.
This
it's
is true.
Song.
But do you guys... Okay.
You guys not like it?
I love it.
You guys don't like Shaggy?
Yeah.
It hurts my feelings that you guys just lied to my face. You can go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. all right. Okay. Does anyone have anything else to say?
Well, what about you, Carter? What is your?
I said mine to be the Hawaii 5-0 theme.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
Did you say it was the Crazy Frog song? Is
that no, that would be my like credits.
I'm receiving
my credits,
an important call. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
All right.
Okay. We'll finish it off with the questions then, I guess.
Why don't you tell me if you could take a time machine anywhere and any time, where would you take it to?
Where would I take it?
Yeah.
I would take it back to 1955, and then I would go to 2015, and then I would go to 1885.
I'll tell you what I would do. I would take it, I don't know when this is exactly, but I would take it to the time and place where Calvin was born. I'd throw him out the window.
Oh.
What happened? Oh, wow. What did you just say?
I think that's all the context you need, Patrick.
You throw babies out of the window?
You can hear the rest of it on the playback. I asked Carter when and where he would go if he had a time machine. He started spouting off some nonsense, so I said I would take it to when and wherever Calvin was born and from out the window.
Assuming that is a good answer.
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd probably go back to like the times in high school when Calvin would bully me, and I would just show up in like a disguise and just beat the poop out of him. Beat him to a pulp. Make him pay for what he did to me.
Disguise.
Yeah. So then that way like I wouldn't alter time.
If my
past self saw my present self, so that's why I'd be in a disguise.
Also,
I would probably also go back to when Greg was born, and let's just say Greg wouldn't be around anymore.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
But would you... I'm struggling to understand what your outfit would be to sneak in. You'd have to get into the school.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be, you know, something. You couldn't be like a fisherman. Like, what
I think I would disguise myself as our, what was his name? The principal. Charles Hiscock. I would disguise myself as Charles Hiscock and hunt down Calvin and beat him to a pulp.
And it's, I don't know. Oh, that plan is completely proof. But Pranav, what would you do?
I have two choices. Either I'd agree with you. I'd go back to the day Calvin was born and kind of stop him from wreaking havoc on just the whole world. Or I would go back to the day that Calvin's parents met and prevent them from meeting ever. So we
wow.
can deal with Calvin.
Oh. Then you wouldn't get any of the what?
Yeah. Well, it's a small price to pay for the havoc Calvin's caused.
I think that's justified.
Yeah.
Any other questions, Carter?
No, yeah, I have a few. Would you rather be the son of Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates?
Bill Gates was the guy who
I gotta help my mom carry groceries because I still live at home. I'm not in jail anymore, so I'll be back in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Alright.
Busy man. Bill Gates was the guy who invented the telephone.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Would you rather be the son of Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates?
I would rather be the son of Guy Fieri, the Flavor King, for several reasons. One, because he has busted tips, which is a cool hairstyle that I think should be brought back. Obviously, he has the show. He is the number one syndicated show on television.
What is the show again?
You guys all know it. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Okay, so Triple D.
Triple D. The king of the king of food. And, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be a son. Be the... and I'd also like to be named Guy Jr. Huh. Fear Jr. And, yeah, Ray Robles, that's my answer.
Is, would you consider Guy Fieri to be, like a tragic hero in a way?
Yeah, I guess he fits the archetype.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good choice. To answer the question that Carter proposed, I would probably say Jeff Bezos, because, well, no, actually, I'd rather be Bill Gates' son, because Bill Gates still has hair, and Jeff Bezos doesn't. I think that's a big factor.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. But if I had to choose outside of those two, I would choose to be the son of Judge Judy, because Judge Judy is very attractive. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather have to drink root beer or Pepsi for a day?
I'd rather drink pure diesel.
Well, everyone would, I mean.
Just bottle it up, package it up, and ship it right to my mouth. I would drink diesel all day long.
Yeah.
Is that what you'd say too, for now?
Yeah, diesel all day. All
right. Okay. Hamburgers or hot dogs?
Depends on where you're getting them from, you know.
Yeah, am I making this myself?
Okay, your favorite hamburger place or your favorite hot dog place?
Favorite hamburger place?
Yeah. Like, where's your favorite place to get cheeseburgers or hamburgers? Versus, like, where's your favorite place to get hot dogs?
Well, tell you what. Let me think about it, and I'll get back to you.
Okay. Pranav, do you have...
Yeah, favorite hamburger place or cheeseburger place would probably be, like, some Five Guys, you know? And that's pretty nice. It's a little bit expensive, though, so... for hot dogs, Portillo's would be my go-to, so I guess I'm going with hot dogs.
I would say Portillo's as well for hot dogs.
There you go.
Zach, do you have an answer, or we can move on?
No, I would go to his burger joint.
Who?
Guy's Burger Joint.
Guy's Burger Joint.
They're only on cruise ships, It makes it kind of difficult to access, but I can tell you for a fact, I'm pretty sure that I could guess that their burgers and hot dogs are superior to anybody else, because he is the flavor king.
This is true. Okay, would you rather be a computer or a phone?
Hey, wait, what is this? Wait. Neither.
Okay. If you had to turn into any movie character, who would it be?
Bob, you can go ahead so I can think.
Yeah, I need to think about this too. This is tough.
Or do you answer it?
Yeah. I would say Nicolas Cage in the movie National Treasure.
It's not his character's name, Cage.
Sorry, I don't...
He doesn't know what his name is.
I don't know what it is.
Gary on the keyboard. Your favorite movie, you don't know
Benjamin,
what his name is.
I beat Benjamin Gates. Don't from me. National Treasure.
Oh, are you the son of Bill Gates then?
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah.
What? Okay, what? Then I would be... Then I would be... I'd be Sam Witwicky from Transformers.
So you just looked up Shia LaBeouf's character name?
I looked up Transformers characters. And tried to find Shia LaBeouf.
Prav, I don't know if you know this, but Carter has recently become, like, infatuated with Nicolas Cage and Shia LaBeouf.
Movie. Oh wow!
Like he will not stop talking about Ghost Rider. He will not stop talking about Transformers.
I have not talked about Transformers in the past week.
Well, good for you.
Hello?
Do you want me to have a reasonable answer?
Yes. Talking about how Carter's obsessed with Cage and Shia LaBeouf movies.
Are you a big fan of The Wicker Man?
We're seeing it.
What?
Never seen the movie.
Patrick, the question is, if you had to be any movie character, who would it be?
Any movie character?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Do you have
someone's typing aggressively.
Carter's looking up things on his computer.
I would be the Green Hornet. That's my final answer.
You wouldn't want to be Kato?
Tell me why.
Tell you
Green
why?
He wasn't even doing anything.
Yeah, but at the end of the movie, he figured out that he has superpowers, okay?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he could do the same thing that Kato does. He could do, like, the karate stuff. At the end of the movie, remember that? You guys aren't real fans. Mm-hmm.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, but that was one time. Kato did it the entire time.
Yeah, but now... But I'm talking about I'd be the Green Hornet after that movie.
Yeah, that's what we think of that. I think I would be... to be Mini-Me from Austin Powers.
Oh, dude, if you were in Goldmember, you'd be put in a... pillowcase and thrown against a wall.
Yeah, but he's just having a good time.
Mini-Me is hilarious.
Yeah.
I think he might be my favorite character in the Austin Powers franchise.
No, Calvin would, because he's practically already his size. Fat guy.
Yeah.
Burn.
Pranav, do you have
another
question?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, after giving it some thought, I think
yeah,
the answer
is... Are you stalling over there, Pranav?
sorry. Shrek. I think that's the...
Okay, there it is. There's the winner. That's
an obvious answer.
Only took an hour and 20 minutes to bring it up.
Alright, let's hear him out.
I mean, Shrek, I mean, what else is there to say? He's great. That's correct.
You know, that's really all you do
all
have
I need
to say. Yeah.
That was my last question. So we'll wrap up the pod then.
Well, I didn't answer yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, what was my answer then, Carter?
No,
huh?
You will answer, Patrick. Go ahead.
Master Yoda, I would be.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, because my profile picture is Yoda with a Glock. So that's probably, yeah, that's what I'd like to be.
Do
you have anything else we'd like to talk about before?
Yeah, does anyone have some final words to say? Lee
tries to wrap us up.
I'd like to talk about some stuff.
No, I don't.
Talk about. Yeah, so Carter, I heard, you know, you're getting older now and you started driving.
Mm-hmm.
How's that been going?
It's good. I've won a few races already.
What's your mustache affected your driving ability?
It has made me faster.
Does it enhance your focus?
Yes.
So what I wanted to get at, sorry to interrupt you, Zach, but this is really important. Carter, I just wanted to know if you have been taught yet how to do a burnout?
No, but I can figure from GTA that you just press down the two triggers, and then that's what it does.
Do you think you could beat Dominic Toretto in a street race? You think you're that good?
I think I can do that.
Wow.
I feel like I should know who that is.
It's a bit arrogant of you, if you ask me.
Maybe.
You think you can just beat the head of La Familia?
Yeah.
So.
Patrick,
so yeah, Carter. So basically, so when you go to take your driving test, I don't know, when do you turn 16?
November.
Yeah, so when you go in November to take your driving test, the instructor appreciates it if you demonstrate a burnout with them.
Yeah, in the
beginning.
Pretty
much as soon
as they
get in the car. So just make sure you do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would also suggest you just lay on your horn.
Who is it? They're getting muted. I don't know who this is.
All right. Thanks for,
It's done. Whoa. Get out of here.
Also, like in Grown Ups 2, I don't remember if you know about the part when the guy's taking his driving test and he runs into the boys and they toss him a beverage and he acts drunk in the car with his driving instructor.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
Well, you should do that.
Oh.
Anyone have some final words to say?
Well, I'd like to address Eric. I think
we're good.
Patrick, when I say we should hang out. Get a trip up to Madison, maybe?
Wait, what'd you say?
What did I say? As I'm talking currently?
I was not in the vicinity.
I was saying that I think I speak for you and I when I say we should look into taking a trip up to Madison, maybe drive on some bike paths and
maybe get some parking tickets.
See if we can't get ourselves towed.
I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Yep. And I'd like to say, Austin, I hope you hear about Old Spice maybe for once. You look into that.
Ooh, no, that'll be stinky. Tell him to do maybe Dove.
Yeah.
I feel like that's pretty cleansing.
Yeah, maybe Degree.
Yeah, Degree or yeah.
Degree. Reed's doing well. Will's doing well. Steven, not Arturo.
Yeah, thanks to all our callers.
Vegan.
Thanks to our sponsor.
I wanted to thank everyone for coming on my podcast today.
Yep.
It means a lot. I've been working on it for a long time, 8 years now.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You want to promote anything, Pranav? You have Pranav?
Just keep buying those diapers you promoted earlier. Those are great.
Yeah. They're pretty sweet.
For stepping in for old Stinky Butt Calvin.
Stinky Daddy Calvin.
Yeah. Alright, thanks for listening, guys. Goodbye.